In this bulletin, Australia to send Bushmaster armoured vehicles to Ukraine, Labor calls on the Prime Minister to announce the date for the federal election, and in sport, Australian former wicketkeeper and New South Wales captain Peter Neville retires from cricket. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will send a number of Bushmaster vehicles to Ukraine to help the country fight back against Russian invasion. It comes after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky used a video address to the federal parliament last night to ask for further military aid in the form of the Australian-made armoured vehicles. Mr. Morrison says Australia will fulfil Mr. Zelensky's request.
We're not just sending our prayers, we're sending our guns, we're sending our munitions. We're sending our humanitarian aid, we're sending all of this, our body armour, all of these things, and we're going to be sending our armoured vehicles, our Bushmasters as well, and we'll be flying them over there on our C-17s to make sure they can be there to support.
The Australian Defence Force is now working out how many Bushmasters it will give to Ukraine and when. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese is stepping up the pressure on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to call the election. Mr. Morrison has previously said the election will be held in mid-May, but is yet to formally announce a date. The latest day Mr. Morrison could ask the Governor-General to call the election is the 18th of April. Mr. Albanese says Mr. Morrison is dragging out the election announcement for his own party's benefit.
I say to the Prime Minister, enough of the pantomime. Call the election. Call the election. Let the Australian people decide. This business of not calling the election so that he can use taxpayers' money for ads is just yet the latest example of a Prime Minister who thinks that taxpayers' money is the same as Liberal Party money.
Aviation safety experts are combing through helicopter wreckage to determine the cause of Victoria's worst civil aviation accident in 30 years. All five people on board died when a helicopter crashed near Mount Disappointment, north of Melbourne, on Thursday morning, including the chairman of a Victorian abattoir, 73-year-old Paul Trozier. As well as Mr. Trozier, there was a 50-year-old Inverloch woman, two men from New South Wales aged 59 and 70, and a 32-year-old pilot from Cheltenham. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau's Chief Commissioner, Angus Mitchell, says the heavily wooded area is making it difficult to gain access to the crash site, and the investigation could go on for months.
But we'll also look at not only what's on the ground there, we'll try and put up drones, etc., to get a picture of what was the flight path of the helicopter in its final moments, and particularly where it may have impacted any of the trees and what story that can tell us. So it is a complex site to get into, and they're still undergoing that operation at the moment.
Victims of severe flooding in New South Wales will be provided with emergency housing in Queensland as residents from Lismore to the Lower Macleay remain under evacuation orders. The New South Wales Department of Communities and Justice is providing emergency accommodation in hotels, recreation parks and motorhomes in Brisbane and on the Gold Coast for around 1,500 people affected by the Northern Rivers floods. Meanwhile, the New South Wales State Emergency Service warns already drenched areas could see flash flooding, with saturated soils increasing the risk of falling trees. It comes as state police believe they've found the body of aged care nurse Anita Brickell, who went missing in floodwaters south of Lismore almost 3 days ago. Australia's largest Indigenous gathering, the Garma Festival, is back on in the Northern Territory after it was cancelled for 2 years in a row due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The event is a celebration of the cultural, artistic and ceremonial traditions of the Yolngu people and usually attracts around 2,500 visitors. This year's festival will be held from the 29th of July to the 1st of August at Gulkula, a significant ceremonial site on the Gove Peninsula in northeast Arnhem Land. In cricket, and former Australian wicketkeeper and New South Wales captain Peter Neville has announced his retirement from the sport, effective immediately. Speaking to reporters at the Sydney Cricket Ground, the 36-year-old confirmed the 2021-22 Sheffield Shield season would be his last, ending a 13-year first-class career. Neville was Australia's 443rd men's test cricketer, representing his country in 17 tests and 9 T20s, after making his international debut in 2015. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, there'll be a possible shower with an expected top of 29 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 23. Melbourne, a shower or two and 19. Hobart, a light morning shower or two, 17. Canberra, a shower or two, also 17. Wollongong, showers and windy, 18. Sydney, showers and 21 degrees. Newcastle, a shower or two and 22. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 28. Cairns, there'll be similar conditions and 31 degrees. And in Darwin, partly cloudy as well, with an expected top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.